Hi, this is Steve Michelotti of the Azure Government Engineering team. We are rapidly innovating on the Azure Government platform with new services being added all the time. In the following demo, I will show you how you can leverage various services on Azure Government to implement a government-focused scenario. In this scenario, we will do analysis on Chinese text. This demo will consist of three major sections. In the first section, we'll utilize Azure Cognitive Services, specifically the Translate API, to translate a Chinese document to English. For our example, we'll use the book, The Art of War. In the second section, we'll take the translated book that we produced in the first section and leverage HD Insight to do some basic word count analysis on the text of the book. Finally, in the third section, we'll use Power BI to take the results from HD Insight and visualize the data. Let's jump into the first section. First, we'll look at our Cognitive Services account, familiarize ourselves with the basic API, and then translate our document. Let's get started. In order to translate our Chinese document, we must first have a Cognitive Services account set up for the translation API. Cognitive Services will soon be released for Azure Government, so this is the only section of the demo where I'll be using regular Azure. As you can see here, I already have numerous Cognitive Services accounts set up, including one for the Translator API. In order to use it, we'll need to go in and copy the key that we can use to authenticate requests. I'll click on Keys right here, and we have Key 1 and Key 2, and I'll copy Key 1 to my clipboard. Let's jump over to Postman. Postman is a developer-friendly tool that allows us to easily invoke HTTP APIs. We'll use it here to test our Cognitive Services Translator APIs. The first thing we need to do is right here for the subscription key, I'm going to paste the key that I just copied to the clipboard right here into this header. And you can see the URL is to issue the token. I'm going to send that request. And we're going to get the authentication bearer token back. I'm going to select all and copy. Then what I'm going to do is save the value that I just copied in a global variable just to make the Postman calls a little easier. We'll name the key CS bearer token. And right here, I'll say bearer space, and then I'll paste in the value that we got back. Now let's go to the Get Languages for Speak request. We can see the URL here is Get Languages for Speak, and we're sending that app ID equals and the CS bearer token that we just copied in the previous step. I'm going to send that request, and you can see we get a list here of all the languages that are supported. Now let's go to the Detect API. We can again see the URL is a little different. Now we're calling the Detect API. We're still sending the app ID in. But now you can see we have a query string parameter called text, and the value is the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. So if we send that request, it's going to detect the language. And you can see right here, the result came back as EN for English. Now let's do some translation. We can see translate in the URL right there, again, the app ID. We can see the value of 2 is French, FR for French. That's the language we're translating to. And the text, again, is going to be the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. We'll send that request. And we can see the French translation of that sentence down here. Now, in addition to translating text, we can also translate to an audio format. So if I call the Speak API right here, the URL says Speak. Everything else looks the same. We're saying to French from English. We can see the sentence is still the same. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Instead of just sending the request, I'm going to say send and download because we're going to be downloading a WAV file. So we'll say response.wav. We'll save that to our desktop. We can see the file is saved here to our desktop, response.wav. Let's double click on it.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
And we can hear the translation. So we can see just how quickly we can get up and running with Cognitive Services to do quick translations of our documents. Now that we've seen how to use the translation APIs and translated smaller snippets of text, now let's translate an entire document. Right here I have a text file that's completely in Chinese, and this is the book, The Art of War. Let's translate this entire book. In order to do that, I'm going to use the Microsoft Document Translator code sample. It's a pretty cool code sample to check out. And if I was going to boil down the translation of this document to one line of code, it's right here where we say translate array, and we can send arrays of text to the service to translate quickly. And you can see this is running in a parallel for loop. Here's the application. The first thing we have to do is go to settings. And in here, we will paste in the key that we originally copied. when we first went into our cognitive service. I'll save that. Now let's go to translate documents. I'm going to select that text document, all in Chinese, that you just saw. And before I hit go here, let me bring that up behind so we can see these side by side. When I hit go, I wanted you to watch over here on the left. You'll see a second file appear, and that will be the English translation. So I'll click go now. And you can see after a few seconds, the file has appeared right here. We can see a .en extension for English. And the translation is complete. If I double click this file, we can see here it is translated to English. We had really good performance there. This book that I just translated was about 10,000 words, and you can see we did all that in just a matter of a few seconds. Now that we have the book translated, let's leverage HD Insight to see if we can do some interesting analytics on the text of this book. Now it's time to implement the second part of our demo app. In this section, I'm going to take the document that has been translated to English and utilize HD Insight to do some analysis on the text. Here I am in the Microsoft Azure Government portal. The first thing we're going to do is actually provision our HD Insight clusters. So I'm going to go over here to HD Insight clusters and click this. You can see I have none right now, so I'm going to click add. And let's give this a few values here. First, we're going to say Chinese text analytics. We'll click here to configure our required settings for our cluster. We'll say that this is Spark, but you can see some of the other choices we have here in Azure Government. I'll just accept the defaults here and then click Select. For credentials, we'll just put in some passwords. These passwords will be used, for example, when we log into some of the dashboards later. Okay, and I'll click Select. Next, I'll say data source. We have to create a new storage account, or I could select existing. I'll create a new one right now. We'll call it Michelotti HDI storage. And it needs a default container name for blob storage. We'll just call it Chinese text analytics. We'll keep the location in Virginia and click select. Next, let's give it a cluster size. Number of worker nodes, we'll say 2. You can see we can select different sizes here. We can say view all. I'm going to select D3 for both. Finally, let's create a new resource group. I'm just going to call it Chinese HDI Text Analytics. And now we will create our HD Insight cluster. Now this can take a few minutes, so we'll pause the video here and resume when the cluster creation is complete. Okay, now we can see we have the HD Insight cluster created. I can go ahead and click on it. We can see the dashboards come up, and I can click on Cluster Dashboards. And this is a Spark cluster, so I'm going to click on Jupyter Notebook. It'll prompt me for credentials. These are the same credentials I specified when I first created the cluster. Now we can see the notebook list is empty, and we're about to go create one, but before we do, I just want to take a quick look at our storage. Here I am in the Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer. The Storage Explorer is a great free tool that you can get for working with any Azure storage, and we're excited that it's recently been updated to have support for Azure Gov. I'm going to refresh this. Here's my Azure Gov subscription, and you can see in storage accounts, there's Michelotti HDI storage. That's a storage account that was created when I was provisioning the HDI cluster. I can expand that, go to blob containers. Here's the default container that was created. And you can see it's already been populated with some samples. I'm going to click into the HDI samples, and then again, and I'm going to create my own folder. And we're going to call this the Art of War. I'm going to take this file that was translated from English. In fact, before I do, I'm just going to remove all this extension stuff. This is the one that says theartofwar.txt. This will be the English version. And I'm going to drag it and drop it into blob storage. Okay, so now it's going to be available for us in our blob storage. Now let's implement our text analysis. Back in Jupyter here, I'm going to say new PY Spark as the notebook. Going to bring up a blank notebook. Let's give it a title. We'll just say The Art of War. And we can start issuing commands. The first thing I'm going to do is import the types we need to work with SQL and the database. Next, we want to load that text file that you saw me upload to Blob Storage. We see the path here is going to exactly the location where I uploaded that text file in English. Next, we're going to do some processing on the words. I've defined a remove punctuation method, which will not only remove punctuation, but it'll also normalize everything to lowercase. So if we have a word that only differs by case, it won't count it as two different words. It'll count it as the same word. Same goes for a word that might end in a comma versus a period. Then we call flatMap, and we split on a space to get each individual words while calling the remove punctuation function to clean the text as we go. And finally, we call the map function so that for each word, we increment it by one. Now that we have the result, we can actually do a little analysis. So I'll just say result.count. That shows us that we have over 2,100 distinct words. I can say result.take if I just want to look at 20 of those results. We can see some of the words and the counts right here, although right now it's not sorted in any particular fashion. Let's filter this so that it only gives us words if the words occur at least 10 times or more, and we'll filter out blanks as well. Eventually, I want to put this in the database, so let's create a schema that has two columns. The first one is for the word, that's a string. The second column is for the counts, that'll hold an integer. Next, I want to create a data frame from those top results where the words occur at least 10 times and that schema I just defined. Then we'll write that to a table called top results. Now that we have our table, we can run SQL statements like this, where we're doing a where clause to say only show the results where the count is at least greater than 50. We'll also do an order by descending. Now we see our results in a table, and we can see which words occur most often. We can also see a quick visualization of that data. Now we've seen how easy and how quickly you can get up and running with Azure Government using Spark and HD Insight to do some quick processing on your data. In the next section, we'll use Power BI in Azure Government to do some additional visualizations on that data. We've translated our Chinese document and used HD Insight to do some quick analysis on that data. In this final section, we'll use Power BI within Azure Government to visualize that data. Here I am in Power BI Web for Azure Government, and you can see by the URL, it's powerbigov.us. I'm going to come down here, and we need to establish a connection. In the databases tile, I'll click Get. And you can see we have an option here for Spark on Azure HD Insight. I'll select this one, and then connect. Now we need a server name here, so I'm going to flip back to the Azure portal, the Azure Government portal, and there's the URL for my HD Insight cluster. I'm going to copy that, and I'm going to paste it right in here for the server. I'm going to take off the HTTPS, so it's just the server name, and click Next. Then I'll give the username and password that I set up when I first provisioned. And we can see we now have a tile that's been set up. Let's change this a little bit. Let's say the title is The Art of War. Subtitle is Word Analytics. And we can say, yeah, sure, display last refresh time. Now let's click into here. We have our visualizations on the right, and we could just click Table. And notice that it's detecting our top results table that we created when we were in our HD Insight session. And I'm going to select these two columns. And we can see our data pulled over. Now, certainly a table is not a very interesting visualization. So let's remove that. I'm going to come over here to visualizations and say import custom visual. And we're going to import the Word Cloud visual. Let's add that to our surface and select those two columns again. Let's make this a little bigger. Now, one thing we can see is we have a lot of filler words here like the and we want to certainly remove those. So let's come over here to filters. We can add our own stop words if we want, or I can just turn on the defaults. And just like that, all of those filler words have been removed. And we can turn the text rotation on or off. So if we don't want text rotation, it'll look like this. Or we can turn text rotation back on. So you can just see from the visual, the word enemy is used more than any other word in that book. And we have some other ones here like ground, army, attack. In this demonstration, I've shown how easy it is to incorporate various pieces from Azure Government to build compelling solutions. In our example, I used Cognitive Services to translate a document from another language. Then I provisioned an HD Insight cluster for Spark on Azure Government to perform analysis on that data. Lastly, I used Azure Government Power BI to connect directly to our HD Insight cluster and provide a cool visualization of that data.